Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. All right, we're going to play you some audio of this woman who jumped into a lion's den yesterday in the Bronx Zoo. Want to welcome Will Noonan, super comedian from Boston.
Hey.
In studio. Thanks for driving all the way in. Oh. Appreciate it.
Will!
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
We got
to
talk about your viral tweet sports later.
Yeah.
Antonio
cool.
Brown, you know, TMZ.
My homie AB.
Look at you.
What the hell?
I have point A to B. That's about
it. Yeah, he hooked it up, man.
And then we'll get into you sexting with Ashley later.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Come on. Admit.
What's up, girl?
Is there something I should know?
To the Bronx Zoo story now. Here's a report from NBC New York.
Unbelievable sight at the Bronx Zoo. A woman climbs into an exhibit and appears to taunt a lion.
News 4's Mark Santia spoke with a visitor who saw this happen. He joins us now from the zoo. Mark?
Now, what do you do? What goes through your mind when you're like, yeah, I think I'm going to jump in there and see what happens?
You've seen Lion King way too many times.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Gotta get that social media clout.
The lion's like, oh, geez, not another one.
Hakuna Matata.
It's right. The Bronx, man. Yeah. You gotta keep it real.
You ain't so tough.
Yeah, you looking at me? Why are you looking at me?
Hey, kitty, kitty.
That's lion true. Eyes. It is the Bronx.
Right.
Lion eyes looking at me like that.
Disbelief at the Bronx Zoo. A woman dressed in black steps over the visitor's safety barrier at the African lion exhibit on Saturday.
Does it matter what she's dressed in?
Yeah, exactly.
She had white shoes after Labor Day.
If she was dressed in stripes, you could say, look, she's dressed like a tiger.
What if everything was a different color?
Right.
A woman in a red shirt with white pants and blue and red and green sneakers.
A lady
with a purple hat.
Right.
A lady and red gloves.
Right. Skittles jumped into the lion den.
Right.
So it was a dressed in black.
It was a cloudy day that day.
Right. A woman dressed like Mary Poppins.
That would be awesome.
The fashion police said, oh my God, she totally clashes.
She dances, waves, and taunts the king of the jungle. Hernan Reynoso witnessed the entire thing.
It was crazy. I can't believe it that happened.
I can't believe it that happened.
That is the best soundbite.
I can't believe it that happened.
It was crazy. I cannot believe it.
Look,
happened.
I can't believe it happened.
They got everything they want.
They got Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
I can't believe it happened. Yep. Okay, on to the next soundbite.
I can't believe it happened.
Wow.
Hernan says, when the lion roared, he stopped recording, grabbed his son Justin, and ran.
So they interview Big Poppy? He's like, great, I'm going to play a hopping.
Oh, I love that.
Wow. That's, I would stay. Like, that's, as a parent, you'd have to make that tough decision.
Yeah.
This kid's got to learn.
Exactly.
Am I going to protect my kid, or am I going to show him what not to do at the zoo?
I say number
right
two.
Now.
Like, yes. Number two, yes.
Yeah.
Here's what happens when you do something stupid.
Right.
Watch this.
Okay,
lady.
Watch this young Tess. Look it. Watch.
Watch. But I don't want to watch it, Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to treat the king of the jungle with respect.
The king of the jungle.
I like how he said that. He taunted the king of the jungle.
Right.
But it's such a simple concept. I don't know why people don't understand this.
Well, it's crazy.
That's why, actually.
It's a crazy concept.
They didn't understand what?
What happened?
It's a wild animal. It's a lion.
We know that.
But they don't, apparently.
No, she knew. I think she knew.
I think that was a suicide by lion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right. That's why she dressed up in black.
Hey,
she
go
was
ahead,
like,
eat me.
Yeah.
She went in. She
I'm
sang
ready.
A song from The Lion King.
Yeah.
She was like, Simba, take me away. Take me home to Jafar.
That's Aladdin. That's the wrong
Whatever.
Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. She's
Whatever.
A Disney
Pam nut. Always agreed with me.
It's true, yes.
Even when I was wrong.
Exactly. Because you do what you guessed.
Pam looks different, by the way.
She does.
Yes. She sounds different, too.
Yeah. Spells her name differently,
Does
too.
Everyone say that? Is that the joke? Everyone's like, Pam looks different.
It is now.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, she's going to join. What's she going to join? The Marines? What's gonna? Where's she going to end up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Space Force.
I can't believe it happened.
Space Force.
She's space cadet already.
We lost another coast to the Space Force, guys.
Space Force.
All right.
I can't believe it that happened.
Hernan says when the lion roared, he stopped recording, grabbed his son Justin, and ran. At this point in the investigation, the woman has not been identified. The woman in the cell phone
Hold
video
on
at this
second.
Point.
A woman jumps into the lion's den.
Yes.
taunts the lion.
Uh-huh.
And there's no one who, like, grabs her before she gets out?
No one.
What?
She hasn't been identified. She just walks out.
Right? Oh, wait. Like, they don't even know where she is?
They
right
don't even
now?
Know who she is?
Wow.
Right, according to this?
They don't know her name?
They call her Sheena.
She just went in, did the dance, and was like, peace out. And right. Now she's, like, lost in the Bronx somewhere.
So there's no one in, like, some zookeeper outfit somewhere right. near the wild animals in case something like this happens.
Right.
Like, oh, we need to get this lion off the 2-year-old.
Exactly.
She got away.
Where's the dart gun?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Harum.
She just walked out?
Yeah.
That's it?
Where'd she and the queen of the jungle go?
I was going to say, I think she's now the queen of the jungle.
She is
won.
Queen.
She is, yes.
She owns the bird.
There she is now.
Imagine trying to, like, argue with this lady in the Bronx over something at a coffee shop. And she's like, I just stared down a lion and won. You're like, all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You win.
Yeah, but she'll still cry. You could pull her by a cop.
If that lion must have been just fed, too. It was just like, get out of here, crazy lady.
Yeah. No, I said no dessert. We're good.
Yeah, I would think the lion's not hungry.
No.
Do you think she's a crazy cat lady and this was just her attempt at going, going for the big one?
Yeah.
It's like, maybe I could just get the Super Bowl of cats.
Join my colony of 20.
Yeah. She's like, I couldn't get him into my purse, so I left.
Damn it. Won't fit in the shopping cart.
I tried to do my mating dance for him. He didn't like it.
Need a bigger shopping cart.
I had my cat treats and he wouldn't come with me.
I'm going to get some kibble.
Go ahead.
Not been identified. The woman in the cell phone video at this point has not been identified. Now, I did reach out to the NYPD and talk to them. They tell us the department is aware of this incident and they are investigating.
What is there to investigate? There's nothing to investigate. Right.
You know, they brought her in for questioning, but they think she's probably lying.
Hey.
Oof.
I like the police. All right, first of all, this lady jumps in, taunts the lion, walks right out of the zoo.
Yeah.
Not one person at the zoo says, I'll get her.
She bought a cotton candy on the way out. Right. Yeah. She made a day of it.
True New York. I'm not getting involved.
No.
I guess feeding the lions took care of itself today.
But then they call the cop. Like, so the cops weren't even at the zoo. Like,
no.
Where's the surveillance? Let's get a picture. Let's put it on our site. Let's put it on our Facebook. None of that.
None.
NBC calls the cops and they're like, yeah, we're aware of that.
I heard
something about that. Yeah, we're checking it out.
Thank you. Yes,
we're looking into that.
We're looking into that.
I understand. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
We heard there's allegedly a woman at the zoo who's in the enclosure.
Is that the end of the report, Phil?
That was it.
Okay. I could tell you're on your cell phone now. So he's done. All right.
Wow, that's a heck of a story.
So that's nuts.
I was trying to see if there was an update because I feel like this is something that's happening now that the whole country has heard this story.
Right. Wouldn't someone say,
lions.
That's my crazy neighbor?
Yeah.
You know?
It's my Aunt Flo. She loves big cats.
Maybe she wanted to clean the litter box.
Aunt Flo.
Aunt Flo, yeah.
Aunt Flo.
She's different, you know.
Now, let's play another. This is a different reaction to something with a wildlife. White House reporters scramble when a mouse falls through the ceiling. This is so reporters are in the White House briefing room and a mouse falls. So what do you hear here? So you hear someone sees it and
someone
then it falls onto
it.
Someone's lap?
Yeah, somebody screamed. Yep.
Okay.
That's great.
Up there.
Oh, there he goes.
Is it still in there?
Yeah.
No.
We're trying to. He's coming through this side. He's going through a hole in the wall.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Is somebody trying to, kiss at it, to get it going, calm?
Yeah, what are you?
Like, what? It's a mouse.
Yeah, come here.
Yeah, exactly.
I got some cheese. Come on.
It's just dying for an interview over there.
I was going to say, ask it some questions.
Exactly.
What's it like living in the White House?
So how'd you get in here?
You think that's like a fake mouse?
Have you seen the president's documents? What do you think about the impeachment?
Right.
Is it really his hair?
Like a CIA mouse?
Right. Yeah.
It's like a robot.
It's a Russian
with a
mouse.
Camera on it.
Have you seen the first lady naked?
Don't worry about it. I am a mouse.
It's like a walking tape recorder.
I like AJ gets this mouse and asks it all the important questions. Have you seen the first lady naked?
Well, these are the questions folks want to know.
Sports powered by Road Ready Used Cars.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since we've talked about Antonio Brown, so let's go now to someone who's talked to Antonio Brown, or at least got a direct response on Twitter.
Who?
From the former Patriot receiver, Boston comedian Will Noonan.
Hey, great to be here.
He's a Patriot for like a week. He's a Patriot for like a week.
It was like 9 days, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a quick Patriot. But,
right, yeah.
I was telling Chaz, I was lucky enough, I got a little part in a movie, just a few days, a couple lines here and there.
Gotcha. Big movie.
Big movie,
like
yeah.
a real deal.
Theaters.
Big names.
Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. I can say the name. I can say it's produced by Netflix.
Okay.
They're got a few movies coming out. But anyway, it was my first time, like, having lines in a movie, not right. being, like, in the background or something. Sitting there with, like, the real stars of the movie. I got my own, you know, those fold-out chairs.
Does it say your name on it?
Didn't say my name on it.
It said least.
But it was with the people that had their names on it.
See you in the right neighborhood.
I kept thinking, like, all day, every day, like, someone's going to come over and be like, you're not supposed to be sitting here, dude. Like, yeah. you got to go over
Why
there.
Are you here?
But it never happened.
You got to be over with the other people.
Yeah, food yeah. service over there, pal.
They kept treating me like a star and stuff. I'm like,
what happens to those chairs after the movie?
I don't know.
The actors probably don't get to take the chair home with them, do
I bet
they?
The big stars do. I noticed some of the, like, camera guys, they had chairs that they had clearly carried from, like, set to set.
Wow. All yeah. stained and
They're,
nasty
like,
looking.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Seasoned chairs.
Seasoned
yeah, chairs.
A lot of wind through those, yes.
Like the chairs in the monkey cage.
Exactly. These are over-seasoned.
So but, who are the names on this movie set?
So we got the stars of the movie are Malin Ackerman, who was in...
Yeah.
Watchmen is probably one of my favorites, but she's in a ton of movies. 50 First Dates.
Is she in 50 First Dates?
I don't even know. 27 Dresses she's in. Sorry.
Something with a number.
This is why they right. liked me, though, because I didn't know anything about any of them.
Right. And
you weren't too, like, crazy fan.
No, I was with Joe Manganiello, who's married to Sofia Vergara. And
was she on set?
No, we had been hanging out for a couple of days, and someone was talking about his wife. I go, oh, that's your wife? And he was like, do you know anything about me?
No, I don't.
I was like,
I'm asking you.
I didn't know you were in Magic Mike either. I was like, let's see those abs, buddy.
Yeah, right, see, the reason why I asked you was I had no idea. That's why I asked you.
And Ken Marino, who's from The State, who, and Reno 911, and all these great shows that I love. So it was like, I thought I might see these people for a second, but it turns out we were all kind of hanging.
That's cool.
And,
nice.
Yeah, it was cool. It was super cool. But anyway, I was getting ready to go to the set, you know. Just
I'm going
myself
to the set now.
Set ready, yes. You know, taking my Hollywood showers and stuff.
Right.
And I was just getting ready to get in, and I shot out a text. Oh, sorry, I was looking at Twitter,
right.
you know, like
Twitter.
You do sometimes before you get in the shower.
Exactly, right. You always tweet for you.
His version off the air was he was sitting on the bowl.
I was sitting on the throne.
Oh, there you go. See? That's where
yes,
most,
the
best,
throne. That's where actors
yeah.
sit.
The best
the
tweets
throne.
Happen. Right.
It's
you're
a throne,
right.
yeah. When exactly. you're getting ready to do it, showbiz stuff.
Right.
It's your creative space.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
See, at his house, his name is on this chair.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Your name's American. Yeah.
That's right.
His name's American Standard.
Noonan.
American Standard, yes.
Right.
That's it.
So I was, sitting on the throne like we do, just kind of waking up, and I was looking at Twitter, and I saw that Antonio Brown was tweeting, and he doesn't tweet a lot, but
no.
when he does, it always gets attention, you know? So I see him tweeting, and I saw it come out like
and
in
where
real time.
Was this? Was he still a Patriot?
No,
just
this
before,
was
just after?
After he had already been, maybe the week after he had been cut from the Patriots.
Ah,
gotcha.
And he's like, I'm still the best. I'm the best in the game. I could still be playing. Something along those lines. And I reply, really without thinking, hey, you should, let's see if we can play for 4 NFL teams this year. Little bit of a dig, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit of a shot.
Yeah.
But that's
funny.
I'm a wise guy.
And he's
know?
Miles away, can't kick your ass.
I'm on, yeah,
that's
I'm on,
what you do.
All day on Twitter, I do that.
Your exact tweet was, bro, let's try and play for 4 NFL teams.
Yeah. A lot of people think the bro is what snuck it by him.
Yes. Well, he said bro, so it's friendly.
Yeah, it's like,
right,
this friendly, guy's got to be a friend.
Right.
Right.
Not a mocking, like, idiot. You know
I probably
what I mean?
Met
so,
him once, yeah.
So, you know, I put my phone down, I get in the shower, I get in my car, I drive, it's luckily 10 minutes to where they're filming, and I kind of get out, and I'm getting my trailer, and I take out my phone, and I look at it, and it's just got all these texts from my friends. They're like, dude, AB retweeted you.
It was a minute after you sent a note to him, he captured your tweet and responded.
But what's funny, Will sitting on the throne, tweets, gets in the shower.
Nothing's going to
come
of this.
And then he's going to the set.
Yeah.
He's like, he's busy now with his life.
Yeah.
He goes on with his life.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the world is like
buzzing.
Yeah.
Because like all around the world.
Yeah. I even did, I did turn on sports radio on the drive. So as soon as my buddy called me, as soon as I saw my phone, I turned on my radio.
Which station
the radio.com app. Do you guys, are you guys on the radio.com app?
Probably. I don't know.
I listen to a lot
of technical
stations on there. So I got, I was WEEI up in Boston.
Okay.
93.7.
The original sports station before the buzz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I turned that on, Dale and Keith, and I hear, it's like the second I turn it on, I hear,
like a movie,
they'll be like, oh, Antonio Brown's tweeting again. And he tweeted, oh, look, Boston comedian Will Noonan had been on the show.
Like, you're like, what?
I'm like, what is going on?
That was a movie moment. They always like right as it turned on, it's like, boom. It's
and
on.
Then like someone's,
wait, what
banging
was that, AJ?
It's always, they turn on, it's like, boom, it's right on immediately.
Exactly.
Like the one that's always on exactly immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It's just like a movie.
Exactly. It's just like a movie.
Were you on the set still, maybe?
And then I'm... And then, yeah, someone knocks on my door. They're like, you got to go. You got to go, like, to the set, you know? So I'm driving to this. They're driving me there, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm just going, now I'm rabid. You know when you have something cool going on social media?
Got to capitalize.
Just like, you're, like, refreshing like a drug addict, you know?
Yeah.
Hit me with it. Right. Hit me with that drip, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's coming in, and then I walk in, and, you know, movies, you just sit around all day. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to be sitting here. I'm looking at my phone. And my buddy's like, dude, you're on TMZ right now. He sends me the screenshot.
It's crazy.
Of TMZ.com with, like, all the stuff. So as this, I get this news, I'm walking up to my little movie star hangout area with Malin and
Closet.
Joe, you know, these two celebrities who have been in, like, celebrity relationships and everything.
Right.
And I'm walking up to them. And I'm feeling like I got a little bit of, like, I'm
a
like,
little
hey,
juice.
I got something to tell you guys.
Right, yeah.
You know?
There's a little buzz around me.
I'm taking your chair.
We've been sitting around for a day or two, kind of talking about the millions of dollars you guys make and all the cool things you buy. But guess who's got a little bit of internet clout?
Look
this
at
morning,
this. Yeah. Right. No and money, but yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, I'm on TMZ right now. Like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? And they both look at me like,
roll their eyes.
Like, you want to be on TMZ?
Yeah, it's never a good thing for them.
Like, that stinks.
If
like,
they're on TMZ, yeah.
They just didn't know how to deal with me, you know what I mean? Like, why are you happy about that? And I'm like, no, it's cool, because, like, I'm a comedian, so get me followers. And then the guy's like, do you like Antonio Brown?
How do you answer that?
They're confused by this.
Yeah, how do you answer that one?
I mean, he's a great player, but I was like, I don't know how he.
It's kind of a douche,
women.
But
I'm not cool with that. I don't like racial slurs. But I'm like, but you know, it's funny to make fun of a guy.
I mean, he's kind of a douche, but he's in the news right now.
It's funny. You think they're going to be like, oh wow, let's look. And they're like questioning it. Why do you like him?
Yeah.
Totally. Be on TMZ?
The guy from Magic Mike is like chewing me out. He's like, you know, he's a really bad guy, man, and like. You know, he's like, you know what he did to, you know, the guy, the people of Pittsburgh. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Right, yeah,
I'm
don't
sorry.
Kill my buzz.
That Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I'm like, you're ruining my vibe, man. I'm trying to enjoy my 15
the
minutes
the guy's a pizzeria over here.
But he was actually they were really cool about, like, they were just cool people in general. But
yeah.
It was, I was telling Chaz, it was so funny. He'd be like, guys, I'm on TMZ. And they were like, yeah, that's bad. Back in Hollywood circles, it's not a goal.
That's not where you want to be.
Yeah. That is so uncool.
Yeah, at the beginning, you want all that.
Right.
And then once you get established, you don't want any of that.
Yeah, it's like paparazzi.
You want to control where you're being promoted.
You avoid it, yeah.
So it was cool. Right. And it's been.
How many followers did you pick up?
A few hundred, a lot.
Yeah.
And like, in continually, too. Right. And I will say this, though. What was an odd feeling I felt, which I didn't expect to feel, was like I felt a little bit bad. Like, I was like, oh, I really like.
You kind of made fun of him.
I kind of made fun of this guy, and then he kind of didn't even get it.
Right.
And now I did. There's
and
something
then you
that
promoted
feels inherently a little bad about that.
Right.
Are you
have
smarter
you
than
you tweeted at him since?
Nah. For that reason, kind of, too. I was like, I kind of like hose this guy a little bit. You know what I mean? He's the millionaire. And the famous guy.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, you like to know, like, if I if I rib somebody, it's like I like them to know it's happening. You know what I mean? It's like the joke's on them, but it's like not. It's meaner when they don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I felt a little bit like an ounce of like, eh. But then, I was like, you know what? He's a complicated man, and when you put stuff on Twitter, that's a statement.
If you talk to him about it right now, he would say, "What?
Yeah, exactly. He'd be like, who are you?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
what play is this?
He'd be like, I'm doing online courses. That's what he's doing now. He's talking about his online college courses.
He's
all
gotten
the time.
So much media that this doesn't even register on his radar of media.
And the best was Dale Arnold, who's the sports guy up in Boston, does the Bruins games and stuff. He had my favorite comment on it. They were like, what do you think about this? Antonio Brown retweeting Will Noonan. He goes, I think that's the concussion issue again.
Will Noonan in studio.
Hey.
He used to be a frequent Tinder user.
Used to.
And now he's retired from Tinder.
Oh. Yeah. Tinderless.
I hung up my swipes.
It's a Tinder moment. It's a Tinder moment.
Is there a ceremony? Like, do they fold a flag and then hand it to you?
Yeah, I deleted it. There's a 21-gun salute.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. What kind of guns they were.
Yeah.
How many girls do you think you dated on?
Oh, geez.
Tinder or met?
A lot. Especially at the end there. I was really... When I met my girlfriend that I am with now...
Did you meet her on Tinder?
I didn't.
No.
Met her naturally in the wild.
She was feeding, and he walked up upon her.
We met at the watering hole.
Yeah, she was having some water from the brook.
But yeah, that's what was so funny. It was becoming even like... I had written an article about it.
He met woman in the wild.
As we see here, the male reaching over the water, doing anything to attract a mate.
The female seems to be docile.
He shaved his facial hair into a fashion that makes his chin look more prominent than it really is.
She looks upon him. Yeah, she likes him.
He's flexing his biceps, trying to show muscle where there is none.
All right, so we'll do the Tinder, and then we'll figure out how you met her.
Tinder. I was doing that hard. I was even like, I wrote an article about it. I was in the Globe, quoted about it. So it was like, I was killing it on Tinder because I'd taken photos of myself talking about Tinder in the newspaper and used that as my Tinder photo. And it was just like inception.
Wow.
People are like, this guy is king of the game.
It's the hype.
So I was going on a bunch of dates at that time. But I met my girlfriend. So it's long story short.
You had one weird story about meeting someone on Tinder. I think she came in a Green Hornet costume.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That was the very first time I used Tinder.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
The very first time.
Very first time. It was like kind of hole in one the first time.
He played. He showed up. He's like, this is nuts.
She was already dressed?
Was she 8 years old?
She's like, could you pick... No. Capital N, no. I picked her up. I remember she was like, come pick me up. We just hook up. I was like, this app is crazy.
Picked her up at school. Right.
Wow.
I was like, I remember thinking, man, I was such a huge Ninja Turtle fan. I'm such a fan of women as an adult. This is like my favorite things.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just everything's piled up on top of each other.
I'm your Donatello.
But so my girlfriend now, she dated a guy, and on their first date, they saw me as a comedian.
Nice.
So they
dated. She dated some guy for like 6 months, right? Then they break up. And, you know, she dumps him. It was just like one of those breakups, 6 months. That's either stay together, break up, whatever, right? She's not really heartbroken about it, but she's kind of like, when you break up, you go out, you have a few drinks, right? That night. So her and her friend go out that night for drinks. And they go to one bar, it's too crowded. They go to the next bar. Who's on stage? Me, doing stand-up. Right? So my girlfriend's like, wow, what a coincidence. I see this guy the night I meet that dude, and now I'm seeing him the night I'm breaking up with that dude.
Sandwiches the relationship at the beginning and the end.
Exactly. So.
To Will Noonan's sandwich.
Yes. Will Noonan's sandwich.
Will's the bread.
The first of thousands.
And she's the meat.
So... She told me that after she actually told another comedian that, and he was like, oh, I got to tell Will, he'll love that story. So he comes over and tells me, and I met her, and I was like, she's gorgeous, and we hit it off right away. I was like, man, that sounds like such a coincidence. I was like, we need to go out right now. Let's go on a date right now. So we went out from right there.
Right from that club.
Right from that club.
Just got off stage.
I said, we got to just go do this right now. Let's hang out right now. She was like, I go,
that's
fate.
Smart.
Fate right. that put us together.
Because there's heat there.
Heat, right?
Right. Because yeah. if you say, well, let's get together yeah. sometime.
Next week or something.
Heat is gone.
It wears off. Yes.
I go, now. Like, we're
what
in the
time
city.
Is it?
It was like 10 p.m.
Boston oh. or
yeah,
New York?
Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, early. Like, we're in Boston.
It's early.
And we went out and we hung out all, we hung out until the sun came up.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? And I did morning radio the next morning. I went on 103.3 Amp Radio in Boston. And I went on and I'm like, I've been up all night with this girl.
Which one is that?
It's a newer one. It's like pop, like top 20.
Okay.
And I go in and they go, well, Will, like, it's TJ in the morning. You've been up all night. You've been partying with a girl all night, blah, 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 like life of a comedian. And I'm like, no, I really like this girl. I think it's something serious. And now we live together.
Can you go see?
Damn.
Nice.
Yeah.
How
crazy?
Long before you moved in together?
Like a year.
Next
a
day.
Year.
A
so
year.
Not that long. Not that long.
Huh.
I act quick.
It's long on my scale.
You can be quick.
I mean, when
be super quick.
I met Jennifer, I knew, and we were living together in 2 weeks.
So, all right.
And
so,
everyone thought we were, you know, crazy. She wasn't, she'll tell you differently that
yeah.
she wasn't living there, but she was.
So you believe, though, in the when you know thing?
Yes.
Because that's how I felt when
yeah.
I met her. I was like I said, I've been on all these Tinder dates, right? And I was like, man, I've been talking to this girl for 10 minutes. I feel like.
I've known her my life.
I've known her better than some women I've dated for months.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
She's great. I was just talking to her right before I came in.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's
awesome.
Cool and supportive.
I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to sound so sentimental, but I do think a lot of success I've had this past year has been because I got this great chick in my life, and she's, you know, she's making... She's does my laundry, Chaz.
Wow.
Folds it. She makes sure I don't have dirt on my face when I leave the house. It's like really helped
make
my
sure
career.
Your underwear's are clean.
Yeah,
you married
my
your
drawers.
Mom? Got your mom?
Will Noonan, Boston comedian, friend of the
yo.
Show.
Yes.
In studio. Mm. He performed at, was it Pamp's Going Away? No, that was a whole mix of, that was a like a roast farm.
Yeah.
It was a Chaz and AJ comedy night.
The comedy night, yes. It was me, yeah. Will, and that guy
Francis
from,
Ellis.
Thank you. From
Ellis.
Barstool Sports.
Right.
Yeah. Formerly of Barstool Sports.
Yes. Yeah. Formerly of.
I felt bad for him. He's a nice guy and funny writer, but stand up takes a long time to perfect.
Yeah.
And Will went up there, and about 5 minutes into Will's set, I'm like, if I'm Francis, I'm. Not wanting to come on right now.
Yep.
And then about 10 minutes into Will's set, I'm like, this is going to be really tough for him.
Yeah.
And then about 20 minutes into the set, I'm like, if I'm him, if I'm Francis, I'm getting in the car and I'm leaving.
The best you can do is just keep this going.
Well, the funny,
can't surpass this.
I was literally in pain.
The funny thing is that
I'm laughing.
The funny thing is that I had a good set. Will had a good set, and then Will got done.
Will had an HBO special,
amazing set,
a
sorry.
Comedy Central special set.
So after Will gets done, I meet up with him in the green room, and we're standing there talking, and all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't hear any laughter. Do you?
Yeah.
And he goes, no. And he goes, I'm gonna get my check. Bye.
I know. I did. He said it
yeah.
too. Like, I mean. That was like, I think I got like 10 years on him or something when it comes to doing stand-up.
Yeah.
So that's just like, it just is what it is, you know?
No, Seth Rogen said this on Seinfeld, drinking coffee with classic cars and comedians, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said, I thought I wanted to be a comedian until I met someone who really wanted to be a comedian. And that's
yeah.
kind of what happened to him. He wants to be a comedian, but then he met Will,
right?
Who really wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was a great night.
Yeah,
the set was incredible.
I've seen him since then, and it was one of those things. You know, and also I will say, like, when someone crushes like that in front of you, like Corey Rodriguez is a friend of mine, and I just had the same thing kind of happens in reverse, you know, sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes you're on the good side of that, and sometimes you're on the bad side
of that.
It's
like being a ball player.
Yeah, exactly.
Good is, bad is.
And when it's the guy in front of you is crushing like that, and when you walk on stage after it, I mean, people are... wiping their forehead. Like you said, they're like breathing heavy. They
yeah.
look like they've just been
worked out. You have to keep the momentum going.
In a way they really like too, you know? And they're
yeah.
looking at you like, it's not even like they're being jerks about it, but they're just looking at you like, what are you going to do that's better than that?
Exactly, yeah. How are you going to top him?
Great.
Yeah.
And you can see it in their faces.
What are you thinking when you hear the crowd?
Oh, it's
dude,
an interesting
just like,
one.
Just dying from laughter. And you're sitting back there thinking, okay, do you think I'm going to have to start with some knockout punches?
Do you rearrange?
I kind of go the other way. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to, the first few minutes here.
Let's bring this down?
They're still his. Like, I just kind of reset it. I kind of go out and... You almost burn. I call it burning or like wasting material. You just go out and do a couple bits that like you don't care about.
Like throwaways.
Yeah, throwaways.
Oh,
let
wow.
Let him kind of just let the water settle from.
Palate cleanser kind of.
It's like
deal.
Someone just threw a huge stone in the middle of the lake and you want to let it get still again before you start.
Make ripples, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like
brilliant.
That. Yeah. So that's just how I am. Oh, if it's New York and everyone's doing 5 minutes, you just jump right in and ride the wave the guy left you.
Yeah.
But if it's a show and everyone's doing big chunks of time, it's like you got to reset. Especially if you're different, if that guy's loud and crazy and you're quiet and medium
different
energy
styles,
or you know like anything. That night especially, I remember like a woman heckled me and I like shut her down. And
that was the drunk table.
Yeah.
So that was one of those you could bring your bottle table, and they brought hundreds of bottles.
Yeah, they were.
We
like,
found them. Yes.
The table was full of empty bottles.
It was,
and you were the second guy on.
Yeah.
They had a bottle
stuff
of
like
wine
that.
Each. Yeah.
Stuff like that is hard sometimes. Sometimes when you're doing a 45-minute set, and in the first 5 minutes something like that happens where a drunk person says something crazy, and you shut them down, and it kills. If you start doing your material 5 minutes later, people are like, this is good and all, but I really liked it when you were just making fun of people here in the moment.
Right.
And that was like really exciting. So sometimes even you can't even follow yourself. Sometimes you're like, man, like,
yeah, that was
moment
really funny.
Was so crazy. I can't recreate that, you know? So
that's what's
crazy about comedy. So sometimes you are standing there in the back going like, well, I'm just going to take it in the face tonight. Nothing I can do about it.
That's the thing. There has to be some defective gene in your head to have a night where you just die on stage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, minute one, like, oh, I'm just not here tonight.
Oh, sometimes you know in the morning when you wake up.
Really?
You can feel it.
Just feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah, the gig is bad.
Off.
Or
yeah.
It's in a weird place.
It's going to be a struggle tonight. I know it.
Yeah, you just know. It's the day of the week, the weather, everything. Some national tragedies mess up shows all the time. You know what I mean?
Sounds like you're complaining about
the
weather.
God.
Come on, people.
Can we chill?
Know, what the hell?
Yeah. Like, I need this.
I got jokes to tell here.
So an earthquake happened. So what?
Phil came in the studio. He went bananas.
Oh, yeah.
He came in. I could tell he was upset. And then he looks and says, after the show. And I thought, oh, something just bad.
Uh-oh. Yeah,
something bad just happened.
After the show.
And then I said, no, what is it?
Yeah.
And then
he let you know. Oh.
Right?
Vesuvius erupted.
Furious.
What
happened?
We don't have to...
So mad. I am embarrassed that I let it out, but like I am so angry.
Nah, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Now I
do
know.
It all the time on the air.
Now so. I want to know.
But he goes, flame on! You know, like one of those fireworks?
Yes.
Where you light it and it's like a Roman candle?
Yeah. A burst of colors.
So I just said, what? Just tell me.
Yeah.
And then it was,
I wonder, I got really bright in that room for a second there.
And Will was great. So Will Noonan is here.
Two seconds in, he's like, goodbye.
Yeah, he's in his phone, and then he acts like, oh, I gotta take this.
Yeah. This is a very important phone call.
Yeah.
No one there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a work thing. I'm out.
I got this thing I do.
Yeah. I don't like angry Phil. It's scary.
No,
angry.
I don't either. I don't either. That's why I was going to wait.
I'm dying to know what happened now. God damn it.
I know, me too.
It's something with intern swipe.
Oh.
Oh, it makes sense.
Okay, no further questions, Your Honor.
So yesterday we played, he came in, nice guy, said, I have this demo tape. I want to talk to you about it. I said, do you have it right now? And because I'm evaluating as a song's playing, I'm like, yeah, we have something scheduled, but this might be better.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I'll send it to you. I'm like, okay. He says, well, I mentioned another radio station, and I thought he meant one of them in this building.
Like, do you know where you were? One of the several.
Or the fake Connecticut School of Broadcasting, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or maybe a college station.
Exactly.
And then, so we start listening to it, and we get about 10 seconds.
Seven.
In.
It was 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
7 whole seconds, yes.
Phil's counted.
I did.
Yep.
And it mentions another station in a market. Now, we've all heard of it. You know, it's a big station. But it just seemed like, wouldn't you?
You've been here for months.
Not right. One of ours.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
So
why?
You know, the first thing you think is, was this an intentional thing? And then, no, it's swipe. He couldn't put it together that this would be bad, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so to me, I just thought, all right, you just demonstrated to people who could hire you that you don't have the mental capacity to make decisions on the air. Right. So you can't be behind this control board and have things happening. This is the person who'd be on the air and the boss would get a call and say, do you know what's happening right now?
What?
And then you would
no
call
idea.
The person and say, why is this happening right now? You'd be like, because I thought it was okay.
It's not okay. At best, it proved that he's got a lot of time before he gets to that point.
Right. So that was yesterday. And, I go off the air, and, you know, I'm known to, like, go bananas.
No.
And I say to AJ off the air, how should we handle this?
Yes.
AJ had the perfect answer. He said, well, how long is he here for? Yeah. Like, is he almost done? Don't put him on the air anymore. Let him finish his thing. And then he's done.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah. I was like, brilliant. We'll do that.
See that? Every now and then I have a good answer.
And then this morning.
Not often.
Because we had Joe LaCava in studio. He's Tiger Woods' caddy.
Yes.
Whoa. So he's in studio yesterday.
Right.
Great guy. Great interview. We're like, we should have had a video. You know, Swipe was recording the video. Why don't we have this up? And why isn't it on? And
oh, no.
Right. So I shouldn't have asked Phil, but this morning I was like, can you contact Swipe and get that video over to us so we could post it?
Yeah.
So the part that you don't know, AJ, is while you and Chaz were having that conversation about what should we do, I'm telling him, like, hey, man, you got to do all your work. And part of it was make sure that you send this video to Chaz today.
Right.
Because after you make a mistake like this, the worst thing you can do is not finish the rest of your work that you have.
Right.
So now I'm pissed that I walk in this morning and Chaz is like, how come I don't have this video? And I'm like, I don't know. So I text him at 5 a.m. He doesn't write back. I'm on Facebook 20 minutes ago, and he's, like, doing bits about the breakfast that he just got at a fast food place, and I want to strangle him right now. Like, he didn't even write back to me. I'm so angry at him. Like, I have covered for him so many times, and I know he's young, and I don't expect our interns to know everything about the industry the second they walk in the door, but you have to respond to me. You have to tell me that you at least know that I am expecting something from you.
That's a funny thing about nowadays, right? Is that Phil knows he's up. You know what I mean?
It's
like back in the day, you used to be able to like ignore your boss and just go like,
you
whatever.
Had to go on your phone to take the pictures and post what you posted. I know you are ignoring me.
Where is this posted? I got to look at this right now.
I want to keep swiping around just to make Phil mad. He's fun when he's mad.
This is great. So I've made so many people feel the way Phil feels right now. That's I'm like, I'm the Swipe of my world. Like, I'm the guy who's like, why can't Will just be here all the time?
No. Come on, Zach, come on.
I don't think so.
Everyone else does them. So funny.
I back in the day, like now a boss can wake up and listen to everything the overnight person did.
Yeah.
And know every song that was played.
Yeah.
But back then, when they were sleeping, that's when cool stuff happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would start my show at midnight with a Van Halen song.
Yeah.
I'm on Fire from the first album.
Yeah.
Not in rotation.
No.
Right. So I did this for probably 2 months. One of the bosses happened to be up going to the bathroom one night.
Oops.
Turned on the radio.
Damn prostate.
Like, why are we playing this song?
Huh?
Right. So I get called in to the boss's office. No, this is the bigger boss, right? So the music director caught me. The program director calls me in the office and says, did you play? I was like, yeah.
Maybe. Why?
Well, when they ask the question, you already know. They know.
Right.
And they want to see if you're going to lie your way out of it.
I thought it was a different song.
Right. I was like, yeah. And he's like, why?
I don't know.
Because I thought it would be cool.
Right, yeah.
And I saw the vein is coming and the blood is rushing to the head. And he's just like, get out.
He's about to blow.
Yeah.
Because he knew he was going to choke me to death.
He was saving your life, basically.
It's like in Jaws when the shark's eyes change his color.
Right.
Uh-oh!
That's what's happening. Yeah. The eyes were turning black.
Yeah, when the eyes were open, they had time to roll.
Yeah.
So I just texted Swipe, hope you enjoyed breakfast.
Oh.
I found it. I found it. Can I read the post?
No, please don't.
Okay.
Yes, do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if...
No, not your post, his post.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know if they advertise. I don't want to... No. Like, he's calling people out for something. Yeah. Don't want to do it.
He's calling people out. Swipe's making moves out there,
That's
man.
Right. Exactly.
He's like calling people out. He's getting filled
Doing his own show.
Well, he's upset he got the wrong order wherever he went.
Listen, I don't get upset like this over mistakes, but when you just don't do your work, when you just don't do it, there's no excuse. There's none.
All right.
None.
It's too bad we can't take these interns, run them through a machine, and like repurpose them for something.
Nice. We could. Fertilizer.
That sounds like a sweeper.
Fertilizer.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.